This is the MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 12. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Yo, what is up? It's been a minute since I've done an MIE. My wife was like, I need another MIE. And so I said, you know, let's do this. I actually been sitting on this one for a minute. I have it in my Evernote. Shout out to Evernote again, keeping all my notes. I was like, what did I want to talk about in that podcast? And then when I pulled up my Evernote, I was like, oh, that's right. It's the story of Kaylin. So Kaylin is I'm just going to jump right into the podcast. Thank you for tuning in, though. But Kaylin is a little mini dancer in our company, and she's been with us for a while now. And just full of personality, loves to dance. You can put music on, and this girl will just go. I mean, even before, like, she's getting better at learning choreography now, because the more she's doing it, and you'll see in this podcast, kind of a transformation is happening in her, which, like, when I watched her go through this, it kind of motivated me, and it got me to thinking. So I was like, I started taking down some self notes. I mean, you know, you can learn some things from the kids, I tell you. She's bouncing all over the place. When her favorite song come on, she's getting it, she's killing it, she's doing her thing. But it's like, Kaylin came, you know, she started with us when she was really, really young. And so, like, the first challenge for her was just get her to stand on a dot. We're like, you run out at this time, you stand right here. So it was like, once she got that, she started to continue to grow. But then something happened, actually, at Nationals. There's a lot of things that happen at this Dance Awards Nationals. But one of them was, Kaylin just got fired up. I mean, she got lit. I mean, it kind of changed everything. Like, she started, and, you know, I think it was having the different voices, the different teachers, and seeing other kids her age. I mean, just having a blast in every class. And so when she came back, you know, we get ready to start the new season, and then out of nowhere, we were doing, you know, because we started doing, like, these really, really serious stretches and taking, you know, being flexible and popping and isolating, like, real serious. Now, if you listen to this and, like, I don't know, I don't understand this dance language, it's basically just the dance training that we're doing, we took it to the next level. So instead of, you know, just running dances and cleaning dances, we decided that when we got back from Nationals this year, that we were going to focus on, you know, really being flexible. So stretching in the studio and out of the studio. So, you know, that was like the regiment of how we started training. And so Kaylin comes back, and I forget what day it was, but she was in the back line. Now, normally at the studio, our older kids are in the front because, you know, they kind of lead by example. And then in the back line, you know, you have our youngers and our minis. But what happens sometimes with them, I mean, because they're little, they're itty bitties, and it's hard. Some of the stuff that we're going through, it's not like designed for, like, a fun class. It's not real exciting. It's just training, training, training. And so they'll start talking. You know what I mean? The little ones start talking, so we'll be like, you know, are y'all listening back there? Are you paying attention? But the material that they're getting is the same thing that the older kids is getting. So it's like, you know, some of it, they're like, I'm zoned out. I'm not even listening to what you're saying. But my wife comes in. You know, Kaylin, it's one day, Kaylin's back there talking. And I think she had to correct her like 3 or 4 times. So instead of, like, normally sometimes we'll just say, you know, go, you know, have a seat in the lobby until you can get it together, or whoever's talking with you, you guys have a seat up by the mirror while the rest of us take class, or whatever we do, you know, as far as correcting them for the behavior. But this time, she said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come forward into the front line. Now, basically, everybody in the front line is like our teen senior dancers. They've been dancing forever. They take this thing serious. So they come forward to the front line. So Caitlin comes forward, and she put her right next to Kate. So I'm thinking, I'm like, there's no way. I mean, she's going to be able to keep up with this advanced material right here. Like, you can blend when you're in the back, and if you're talking, you can blend in. But when you get right up front, you know, everybody's expecting you to deliver whatever, you know, style that we're working on at the time. So she goes up to the front line. And the craziest thing happened. Like, she's up there. All of a sudden, and I think they were stretching, so all of a sudden she goes into her splits, and she's like, you know, they look better than ever. She's not talking at all. Every stretch, she's going to the max. She's working hard. She's killing it. She's crushing it. You know what I mean? When they, like, whatever the older girls is doing, she's right there with them. She might not have had, like, every move right, but Kaylin was like, you know, I'm here. And so I looked at that, and I was like, wow. And so my wife said, that's it, Kaylin. I got a breakthrough. This right here is what I'm going to do to fix the whole you being in the back line and you talking and me having to tell you not to talk and for you to focus my attention. I'm going to put you in a new position. This, from now on, is where you will live. And you can never go back. Because what you showed me in this front line was that by just repositioning yourself, or actually you not doing it, but me doing it, it made you a better dancer immediately. I'm talking about there was immediate change. It wasn't like in 3 weeks we're going to see a difference. Like, immediately she looked around, recognized that, you know, playtime was over. And she got serious. So I was like, I love it. There's the podcast right there. It's the Kaylin podcast. I'm calling it Switch Lines. Or sometimes you got to change your position. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean your physical position, but sometimes it does. I mean, I know, like, for me, even moving to Nashville was a huge position change for me. But I needed that. I needed to be around other people doing music. I needed to be around other people doing what I love to do. Other people, you know, going on tour and dancing and doing choreography. You know what I mean? And so, and it wasn't the only one. I mean, I moved to Nashville. I live here now, but, you know, originally from Cincinnati, but I did another move. I moved to LA. Same thing. I have to reposition myself. But sometimes, you know, because you might be listening to the podcast, you might be like, you know, I can't go anywhere physically like that. I can't relocate. It's not in the plan right now. But, you know, I thought about it. Even, like, after that, I was like, it's not just physical. It's mentally repositioning yourself. Like, what are you thinking about? How, you know, sometimes if you just change your thought pattern, it can change everything. Perspective, a new perspective can change. So physically, you might not be in a different place, but mentally, you could be in a different place. Same thing with spiritually. You can have a whole different spiritual inner, you know, revelation. You can start to meditate. But anything that you can do that will change where you are to where you want to be, and it being an action. It's like, I'm going to take action with this. Is definitely getting you closer to being the you that you want to be, being the whole you, being like 100% the good you. You know what I mean? Like the best you that you can be. But it has to happen by you repositioning yourself. There's always going to be a repositioning, no matter what. Like every season that you go through, it's always going to happen. You never, unless you're just stagnant. If you're stagnant and you're chilling, you're in the same place, there's no growth there, so you forget about repositioning yourself. But if you want to grow in any area, and this is why I love, like, you know, me looking at Kaylin, I love how it applies to every aspect of life, because if you want to improve in anything, sometimes all you have to do is just change the position, change how you think, change how you see it. Or sometimes it could be a physical change. So, 3 points I want to go over real quick. Number one, get, no matter what level it's on, Get rid of those that distract you. So, like, Kaylin was in that bag. It wasn't just Kaylin doing the talking, but she was surrounded by other minis that had the same problem. All they can do is talk. And, I mean, they're minis. I mean, you can't blame them. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But, in this sense, we're putting a demand on the dancers where we're like, I want the minis to be as awesome as the older kids, which is the case this year. Like, even our last competition we went to, the minis blew it away. I mean, they had the audience like, wow. But if you follow the studio on Instagram, Nashville School of Dance and Music, you'll see on there that it doesn't happen just by us wanting to be good dancers, but we are putting those demands on them and we're training them. So part of the training, even in that, is within the group, get rid of those that distract you. So for you, listen to this podcast. For me, talking about this podcast, I had to ask myself, what's distracting me? You know what I mean? What's getting me off even like to do this podcast or to do instructional videos or to record music, anything positive that I want to do, I guarantee you that day there's going to be at least 10 to 20 distractions that are going to come in. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes they get the best of me. Like, sometimes the distractions just take over, and it's just too much. And then a day's gone by, a couple days gone by, and I haven't done anything productive that I want to do. But I go back to this. I'm like, I have to ask myself, what do I need to change? How do I need to see this different? How do I need to look at this different? Where do I need to go physically to you know what I mean, to get out what I'm trying to do? And so sometimes you got to get rid of the people or the things or the mindset that distracts you. Sometimes it can be a negative mindset. It's just nagging. It's just, sometimes I look at my own self like, why are you even thinking like that? Like, get your thoughts together, bro. You know what I mean? So getting rid of those people or things that distract you is key to repositioning yourself. Number two, you have to know this. You can do more than you think you can. And when I say that, I'm talking about Kaylin. Like, when she got on that front line, I didn't think that she was as flexible as she was. I didn't think that she could retain choreography like she could. But you know what? She proved me wrong. But forget about me. I think she, when she saw that there was a difference, she proved herself, like, she proved something to herself. She was like, I can do this. You know what I mean? I mean, what a confidence booster. Like, I can hang with the big girls. I can get in there. And every day that goes by that she does that, I can see from the outside she's getting better. But that's the thing. You got to know that wherever you are right now, there's a little bit more that you can do. Like, you might be doing good. You might be like, I'm going 100% right now. But it's like, what about 110? What about 120? Is that in you? You know, you normally things come out that you didn't know when they have to, when it's like an emergency situation, or it's, you know what I mean? And you'd be like, I didn't realize that I can do that. But what if you, like, started questioning yourself on a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis, where you're like, what? I mean, I feel like I'm doing good, or I'm not so doing so good, but what can I do better? It starts off with knowing that no matter what it is, you can do a little more than you think you can. So just allow the process to happen. Just go ahead and jump in there. Don't be afraid. Jump in there. So that's number two. Last one, number three, is once you reposition yourself, all right, so you got, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, however you change the wavelength, once you do that, it's just like my wife told Kaylin, never, ever, ever go back. Don't go back. And you know what? And I'm going to be real, because not going back, sometimes it might not be realistic, because sometimes you do go back. But when you do go back, I heard Eric Thomas say this the other day. He was like, hit the reset button. And when I heard that, I was like, that's so good. That's so good. Because a lot of times what happened to me is, if I go back to, like, the mindset where I don't want to be, or if I, you know what I mean? If I get into a funk, just the guilt of that alone beats me up. And so it takes me forever to get out, because I'm beating myself up. But when I heard Eric Thomas say, hit the reset button, like, there's nobody saying that you can't do this again. You can't get up. Say if you wanted to lose weight and you're like, I'm going to run every day, and then you miss a couple days, you'll spend the next couple days after that thinking about, I'm terrible. I missed two more days. And he's like, you know what? There's nobody judging you except yourself. So throw that out the window, switch lines, change your mind, reposition yourself, and say, I'm hitting the reset button. I might have missed Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday, I'm going in. Saturday, you know what I mean? So never going back, as I don't think, when I say that, it's not like, you mean, you know, it's life. You will go back, but you don't have to go back and stay there. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to admit the failure. Take it in, breathe it, hit the reset button. Be like, no, that's not where I am. I'm over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. I'm over here. And get right back up and do it again. So here it is. 3 points to reposition yourself. Take it from the wonderful Miss Kaylin. It is, number one, get rid of those that distract you, or a mindset, or a vibe. You know what I mean? Trust your instinct. When you feel a vibe that's distracting, get out of it. Set a new vibe. Sometimes at the studio, I just gotta, if the vibe is funky, I just need to light some candles. Like now, we just got done with Halloween and we're going into Thanksgiving. I got my pumpkin spice candle, you know what I mean? And everybody go, I see you got the candles there. What's up? I'm like, vibes. You know what I mean? Because I'm going for something. I'm trying to get the dancers to be in another place. I'm trying to get myself to be 100%. You know what I mean? So vibes. I'm changing my vibe right there in the dance studio. Number two, you can do more than you don't doubt yourself. You can do more than you think. Don't doubt yourself. And you know what? Don't be afraid to release all the greatness that's in you. Don't be afraid, because you can do more than you think. And then number three, once you reposition yourself, you go to that front line. You standing next to Kate and John. You in there. Don't go back. Even when you fit. And you know what? If you slip up one day and you do go back, look at yourself and go, going back to the front line, because that's where I need to be. That's where I belong. All right, so there it is. MIE Podcast, episode number 12. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can get this podcast on Podomatic.com, also iTunes and Stitcher Radio if you have an Android device. And I think that's it. So, you know what I mean? Go on and have a great week, a great year as we wind down this wonderful holiday season. And you know what? I'm just going to add this in, because a lot of times when you get to the holiday season, don't let anybody steal the joy of the holiday season. And you know what? Even if you had something tragic happen during that season, every time we get to this season, it's like, oh, man, I just get depressed. Everybody happy about Christmas and Thanksgiving, but I get depressed. I get down and out. You know what? Think about Kaylin. Go to a new line. Go to the front line. Reposition yourself. Happy holidays, y'all. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. I'm out. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all